As you think about your own personal journey, wherever you are in this, how long has pornography use been a problem in your life? How long have you been affected by this, whether you're a man or a woman? Has it been a year? 5 years? 10 years? 20 years? If you're a wife, how long have you known about your husband's struggle? I'm in various different online groups, and sometimes I chime in with different thoughts and tools and suggestions for people. And sometimes in these groups, I really feel for the men and women who are in there because they talk about how they've been struggling with this problem for over a decade, and it's still a daily slog. They wonder if it's even possible for them to do. And so what's the expectation of how long this process takes? How long does it take to restore your relationship after it's been damaged by pornography? Many people who are in such pain wonder how long do they have to hold on to before things get better? And sometimes the overwhelm turns into hopelessness and depression and feelings of, well, what's the point? If it's not going to get better, why even go through all of this? And so this is what I want to talk to you about in today's episode. How long does this take? And how can we actually get there? If you're new to the podcast, my name is Sam Tielemans. I'm a licensed therapist, and I've been doing this podcast for almost 2 years now. We've had over 225,000 downloads, so thank you so much for listening. Thank you for those of you who are leaving reviews, because it helps reach more people, because I know just how depressing this road can be. And at the same time, one of the main reasons why I do this podcast is so I can help provide hope for people that this actually can get better. You truly can overcome the pain, the hurt, the cycles, the fighting, the arguments, the betrayal. You absolutely can fully overcome the pain of all of this as you simply engage with the process and follow the steps that'll help you get there. And so today I want to share with you just, okay, the question for so many people is, well, how long is this going to take? And is it even possible? I want to start off by sharing with you a quick story. I had a conversation with somebody who is in the early phases of this process. And his wife was really, really struggling. And in his mind, the best thing that he could say to her was, listen, I know things are rough right now. Honey, this is just, it's going to take a long time. Our relationship has been broken down for a long time, so I anticipate it's going to take a long time for things to start getting back to feeling like they're okay. Now, when the wife heard this, not only did she not get relief from this, she started to feel depressed. She started to feel uncertain about the future of their relationship because the idea of holding on for any length of time was already just so painful for her. And I feel like so many women can relate to that. They're just, they've been struggling. They didn't ask for this. They're overwhelmed. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. And the husband is equally just like floundering. They just don't know how to help her. They don't know what to do about the pain that she's in. And anything that they try doesn't seem to really work. So they just kind of become more cautious and withdraw and become distant because they don't want to make it worse. Now, around the same time I was having a conversation with this first person, I was having a couple session with a couple that I was working with, and they were doing such good work, and there was a very stark difference between where the initial husband was in their relationship with this particular couple that I was working with. Very, very big difference. And I remember very clearly one of the sessions that we had, we were having a conversation. And a big part of the work that I like to do with people is help them have a new experience together where they can feel validated and loved and seen and like their efforts are working. It's the difference between learning about how to restore your relationship and actually doing the process. And so when we were going through, at the end of the session, I walked them through an exercise that helped them to have a totally different experience together. And they felt very, very connected. The way that they looked at each other as they were talking to one another, I could tell that they both, and I asked them about like just how this was at the end of the session, and they both described this like feeling of It was like almost when they first met, like a sense of feeling giddy, this excitement, this breath of like relief and fresh air was breathed into their relationship. And it was because of this experience that they had with one another. And the husband said, you know, I hear you talk about this on the podcast that it can happen quickly. And he says, now I know what you mean. I'm actually feeling that right now. And it was only, I don't know, maybe 6 calls in. And each week they were making progress. In this particular session, they were just like, this feels so good. We're feeling so much better. I now know what you mean, that it doesn't have to take forever. Like this conversation right here brought us so much closer than I thought we could ever get to at this point. And so as I think about these two different experiences, and maybe as you listen to this, you can identify with one or the other. One being it's been a slog and it's so painful and overwhelming and you're just spinning your wheels. Or if you've been making really positive steps towards one another and you're making progress and you're recognizing, hey, like we can do this, it's very, very encouraging. So what's the difference? And how long does this take? So let me refer back to this first husband that I was having a conversation with where he told his wife, it's just going to take a long time. The reason why I wanted to share these two experiences was because when I spoke with the first husband, I thought of the second couple. He said, it's going to take a long time, but I thought instantly of this other couple where it didn't take hardly any time at all. So that's what I wanted to share with him and then with you now. This idea that it actually, so when people say, how long does this take? It's the response to that is not about timeline. It's not the timeline. Though some people doing the more kind of traditional way of doing this, where you're doing this separately and he does his work and she does hers, and at some point in the future, you come back together and restore your relationship. Those in the more traditional circles, they say it takes about 3 to 5 years. Now, I don't know anybody who wants to be doing this for 3 to 5 years. And whenever I hear that figure, I think, well, okay, if you had to do that and you had to go through this process, but you get your marriage back, okay, like it's worth it. However, many people can't hold on that long. They lose hope that it's even possible for them. So my answer to the question of how long does it take is not specific to the timeline. It's specific to the skills that you need to develop to have new experiences together. Some people learn those skills very quickly. Some people have new experiences together within weeks. Other people struggle for years, literally, beating their head against the wall, thinking, you know, it shouldn't be this hard. Why is it this hard? And so when I'm working with people, whether it's husbands or couples, a big priority that I have is helping them identify where the breakdown is and what skill set do you need to develop to resolve that issue. And so today, in different episodes, sometimes I share 3 tips or 5 tips or I share different things. Today, I want to focus on one thing. Hey guys, just real quick, if you're a return listener to the podcast and have found it helpful in any way, I would absolutely appreciate it if you wouldn't mind taking literally 10 seconds to leave a quick rating and review on iTunes. It just helps tremendously to get this out to more people who are struggling and need some resources and hope. Thank you for considering that, and thank you for listening to the podcast. I want to focus on one specific thing that you must have in your relationship if you are going to restore it, if you're going to rebuild trust, if you're going to heal together. What is the critical component across the board that everybody must have? It's having a new experience with one another, specifically in moments of conversation where pain is being discussed, where triggers are being discussed, where really hard conversations are happening. Can you have an experience where you pull through that and you bond on the other side of that and you find closure? Or do you feel like you spin your wheels, you end up in the same cycles that we've talked about on the podcast with no resolution, no closure, you don't get any closer, and it's just another thing that gets swept under the rug? This is one of the most important skills that you can develop. So again, it's less timeline and more skill set. So the skill set is, can you have this conversation in a way that creates closure? So how do you do this? I want to share with you a specific example. I remember working with a couple where they were spinning their wheels. They spun their wheels for months and months and months. And so finally they reached out and started getting some help. And so when I work with people, again, the focus that I have is assessing with them, okay, where are you stuck? And then let me help support you and give you the tools that you need to resolve this issue by getting the skills that you need. This is why this process doesn't have to take 3 to 5 years, because if you get the skill, you can then implement that forever. You don't need to be in therapy forever. You learn the skill that you need, depending on where you are in the process. There's different skills along the way, but getting the skill makes it so you can implement this on your own. So this particular couple could not have conversations together. Anytime she brought up her pain, her husband would stonewall, would avoid having conversations with her, would tiptoe around asking her how she's doing. If ever he felt like something was wrong, he avoided her because he didn't want to have a fight. And they just spun in that place for a long, long time. Because anytime she talked about her pain, that same old dynamic would show up. Now, if you can relate to this, and you can relate to how painful this is, and how stuck you both feel, and how much hopelessness it brings, I want to share with you the specific thing that can get you out of this. Now, this is, of course, easier said than done. And I talk about it like it's some easy thing. But the reality is, learning this skill, it takes intention and it takes focus. And the reason why this sometimes comes harder than others, it comes harder for some people than others, is because of one thing. Well, there's a few things, but again, one thing I want to highlight is so often when a husband hears about how much pain his wife is in, he goes into his own shame. He takes it personally. And instead of him seeing it as, I made some really bad decisions, he sees it as, I'm such a horrible person. I'm a bad person. Look what I've done to my wife. And whenever his wife brings up her pain, it basically sends him the message that he's a terrible person. And when he feels bad about himself, he withdraws and avoids. It's almost like the image that I have in my head is the conversation starts. It's as if his foot starts to get pressed down. Imagine like walking on a 2x4 and there's a nail sticking up. When somebody's in their shame and takes what their wife is saying personally, it's as if he starts to put his foot down. And the more he stays in the conversation, the more and more he puts his weight on his foot and the nail just like goes right into his foot. It's so painful to feel like you're a bad person. When a wife is sharing her pain, that is not her intention. Her intention isn't to make him feel bad about himself. It's literally the opposite. What she's looking for is to feel comforted. It's to feel like her pain matters to her husband. It's to feel like she's not alone in this, and how she feels is something that is important to him. She's looking for comfort. When a husband misunderstands this and there's high degrees of shame, he ends up withdrawing and shutting down. And so as I was having a call a couple of weeks ago, I've got a weekly call with the people in my group. And it's so cool to be a part of these calls because the guys who are in the group are all pointed in the same direction. They want the same outcomes. And it's so, so encouraging to be a part of this group where people can get feedback, get support, get direction, hear success, and see how the path is laid out in front of them. So if you're a husband who is floundering and you just don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, you're willing to do the work, but you don't know what all of that entails, I'd love to invite you to join these groups. Like, it's such a cool experience to be a part of this. And so if you're interested, by the way, so I sometimes share a bit of information on this. If you go to the website stopporn.info, you can get some more information about that if you're interested. If you're not, that's totally fine. But on this call, I was having a conversation with a guy who had done very, very good work in his relationship because he learned this skill. And on the very same call, one of the husbands was talking about how hard these talks were, how these conversations never went well. And so I just had this one guy chime in. I said, hey, can you share your experience? What did you notice? Because you and your wife are doing so well, what was it that helped you? And he said, basically echoing what we're talking about today, he said, it's not about the timeline. It's about how the conversations go. He could relate with the one husband who was struggling. He could relate to that because he said, in the beginning, the reason why we had such a hard time was because I kept shutting down. And that was a really important point for the one husband struggling to hear. The one who is whose relationship is doing well and they're communicating, having really hard conversations, but they're going well, they're productive. He said the biggest thing for him was that he kept shutting down. And the reason why he kept shutting down was partly was because of what I was just sharing with you as far as it goes with the shame. He felt horrible about what he'd done, and then he felt bad about who he was. And so when he learned the skill, going back to skills, he learned the skill of not taking it personally. He learned the ability to separate his decisions from who he was as a person. He started to develop a greater sense of self-esteem, self-worth. He felt more confident about himself because he separated his decisions from who he was, his worth. And as he started to do that, in a very parallel process, to the degree that he felt better about himself, the conversations with his wife went better because he didn't take them personally. And as a result of not taking them personally, he didn't shut down anymore. He could listen to his wife talk about how much pain she was in, how sad she felt, the pain of rejection, feelings of being alone in this. And he could sit there with compassion and respond with comfort and reassurance. So if I was to summarize this whole thing that we're talking about today, this is the one thing that I wanted to focus on, which is we've got to have new experiences. So to the degree that you have new experiences is the speed at which you will heal. Some people, it's not about timeline. It's not 3 years. It's not 5 years. Well, for some people it is because they struggle and they don't have new experiences. But my hope in sharing this with you today is that it doesn't have to be. And so if you are currently in a relationship where your conversations go completely sideways, this would be my encouragement, is to isolate, to pinpoint what's the skill that you need so that you can have a new experience together. And what's the experience that you need to be having? It's having a conversation that ends with you feeling closer afterwards and feeling resolution because you've been able to validate and express empathy and love and support to your wife. When you have those conversations because you don't take it personally anymore and your shame isn't flaring up and you're feeling better about you, that's how you can have those conversations. And I can't tell you how it's truly unbelievable how powerful it is to have even a single conversation like that. This goes back to the two couples that I referenced in the very beginning. The one couple who really struggled having a new experience, but the other one had them consistently, and he said, I'm blown away how quickly this is happening for us. So my encouragement is for you to reflect on where things break down in these conversations and then think about what skill do you need to learn. And again, if you need help doing this, you can refer to other episodes. I try to be as specific and detailed as I can and share as many tools as I possibly can. Or if you're just wanting some help to have somebody do this with you, I'd love to support you in any capacity, in any way that I can. Truly, my goal is to give you hope and let you know you absolutely can heal. It just happens on the other side of getting the skills that you need, especially to have these conversations where you can find closure with your spouse. So my encouragement is to test this out this week. Find this specific point in time where things break down. Figure out what skill you need to develop. Then it's just a matter of getting to work. It's developing that skill. It's spending time, intentional, focused time, developing the skill that you need to have these conversations in a different way. And when you do, I promise you, your whole relationship will change. And that's absolutely what I'm hoping for each and every one of you who is listening to this.